head back to their bench for a line change. The Beavers regain control of the puck and get it in. Paige Beebe, back and forth pass, a shot and a goal. Right out of the chute, the Beavers score on a nice give and go. The Beavers score early in this one. It might be Ellie Moser, actually. Not Paige Beebe, that got the goal. All right, well, Bemidji State has probably sealed the deal with an empty net goal. They got the faceoff in their own zone. We're able to push it out to center ice. I think it's Haley Mack who's going to get her fourth goal of the season by backhanding it into the empty net.
Last weekend, there were six league points on the line. The Beavers had already taken three on Friday night. On Saturday, they knew what they had to do. Just take it off! Bemidji State Women's Hockey took all 6 points last weekend in league play against St. Cloud State. Ellie Moser recorded her first collegiate goal, and Haley Mack wrapped up her four-point weekend with an insurance goal late in the game. Oh, and Lauren Bench was spotless between the pipes the whole weekend, earning WCHA Goaltender of the Week.
All around, just a big weekend in terms of just giving ourselves six more points, putting ourselves in a little better position in terms of the standings right now, obviously. Anytime you get wins in this league, it just gives everybody a good feeling. So just a lot of positive. Obviously, Lauren Bench was outstanding all weekend. Haley Mack had a huge weekend, scoring four times. Our D-Corps especially had a really solid weekend just in terms of how they played, blocking shots, getting the puck out of the zone. So, yeah, it was a good weekend.
The sweep catapulted Bemidji State into fourth place, right behind Wisconsin and ahead of Minnesota Duluth. No points on the line this weekend when the Beavers travel to Erie, Pennsylvania to play Mercyhurst.
We knew we needed to win. We went out and we did what we had to do to get ourselves up in the WCHA standings, and now we need to go out and show the East Coast that we deserve respect. We can go out there and show them that we're still a team to watch. We're still like in the run for the long haul.
But the Beavers want to keep their win streak alive as they wrap up the first half of this season. The puck drops between Bemidji State and the Lakers next on the Beaver Radio Network. I'm gonna take it all.